Matt Flynn direct. I got Matt Rothschild, Pizza Box Mike here, and Luke on the board. So if you want to participate or call in, anybody, 844-967-2789. Yeah, getting back to these Republicans, watching Trump go after Lindsey Graham is kind of cool too, isn't it? He's a rhino. Okay, what do I know? Yeah, you know, he might get squeezed out here pretty soon.
I mean, the amazing thing about that is Lindsey Graham more than Trump. I mean, Trump will turn on anybody on a dime who says anything critical on him. That's his bully mode of operations. But Lindsey Graham, here's a guy who knew better. You know, he was for McCain against Trump. He said really nasty things about Trump during the first time Trump was running, saying how unfit Trump was to be president. And then as soon as McCain dies, Lindsey Graham goes over and jumps on Trump's lap and starts golfing with Trump and playing buddy-buddy with Trump and defending Trump and saying the Republican Party is Trump's party and Trump is the Republican Party. And so what does he get for all those favors? You know, he gets back in the Trump doghouse. I mean, at some point, you know, he's got to look at himself in the mirror and say, what have I done here, Lindsey Graham? I mean, there he was. The night of January 6th saying, I'm getting off the Trump train. It was a nice ride, but enough's enough. This is too far. And then a few days later, I got back on the Trump train. So I don't feel bad for Lindsey Graham 1 second when he's getting dumped on.
Feel bad for him. Here he is. He's talking about supporting one of the people that Biden might suggest as a justice in the Supreme Court, and he says, oh, I support this person, and I'm, you know what, first thing came to my mind, just roll the tape, Lindsey. You know, all the times he's flopped and flipped, and he is a fish, he's spineless, but the KKK has been part of our legislation for a long time, and he's just another one of those grand poobas that's been living the good life of white privilege.
Yeah, I'm definitely that. But you know what? I just don't understand about these elected officials. I mean, at some point, you know, they're going to retire. Or at some point, they're going to get very ill. At some point, they're going to have to go review their life and look at the mistakes they made and the accomplishments they accomplished. And do they really want to look in that mirror or look retrospectively and say, wow, I was a real coward. I was a real coward when our democracy was on the brink. I was a real coward when and take over our country and destroy our freedom and our democracy. And guess what? I didn't do anything to stand up to him. I mean, we need more people, you know, like Liz Cheney. I never thought I'd say a good word about the Cheneys, but she's doing great work. Adam Kinzinger, and here in Wisconsin, we need more people like Senator Cassie Bernier. She's a Republican. She's a hardcore Republican on the issues. But, you know, at least she says this Gableman investigation is a charade. End the charade. And, you know, so she's not running for office again because she doesn't want, I guess, you know, she was thinking of retiring anyway, but she doesn't want to deal with all the BS. But, you know, give the woman some credit. Who else in the Republican Party in Wisconsin who's in elective office right now is who's really spoken up about the threat that we are facing here in Wisconsin and around the country? No one. Not Tommy Thompson. No one.
Well, it's life and death. You know, somebody's got to snap to attention, don't they?
And you know, another sad thing is when Cassie Bernier said that thing about, you know, the charade and called out Gableman, she said she got several comments from her fellow Republicans in the legislature, but no one who wanted to go public and say it. Isn't that embarrassing? Isn't that pathetic? You know, they don't have the spine to say, you know, Senator Bernier's right. This is a charade. We got to end the charade, protect our freedom, and protect our democracy. But, you know, they're just cowering behind their little computers there.
Well, they're talking about voting Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger out of their assembly, aren't they?
Yeah, well, Adam Kinzinger is not running for re-election, and we'll have to see whether Liz Cheney is able to win in her bid. And, you know, I wish Senator Bernier was running again. I wish others in the Republican Party were speaking up. I mean, this is the time to speak up. I mean, I know on Devil Radio you run that ad from with Paul Ryan saying, you know, Donald Trump lost the election, Joe Biden won the election, is really clear. But, you know, where's Paul Ryan? He's on the board of Fox News, for God's sakes.
How do you know when Paul Ryan's talking?
What's the answer?
He's
to that
lying deal? Through his polyps. Ah, polyps. Get
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I oh. mean, I hear you, but you know, Scott Walker, he doesn't say boo because he's getting paid by the Cokes with his fancy, you know, Young Americans for Freedom job or whatever ridiculous job he has on the right wing. You know, Tommy's not saying boo. You know, where are the people in the Republican Party who know better, who should be speaking up right now? Voss himself knows better, but is afraid to open his mouth, I think.
You know, what, Matt?
It's a very sad case.
I don't think they care. I really don't. When you talk about when they leave office, do they? No, they don't care. They don't care. Nobody holds them accountable for anything. They just ride off into the sunset. Maybe they can't look themselves in the mirror, but they don't care. If they did, they wouldn't be doing this. Hey, we got a couple calls. We'll go to Dick in Madison.
Well, thank you so much for saying what needs to be said. I'm wondering about where these Republicans are that you mentioned, too, about saying something for weeks, for months, for the last year. But, you know, yesterday or the day before, I said something about George Conway, or not Conway. What's
Yeah, that's his name.
Attorney. Okay.
Conway.
You know, saying, yes, that Trump should have been read his Miranda rights the minute that he left that stage on Sunday. Well, he's speaking the truth there, and nobody's saying anything either. And then yesterday, Trump doubles down on the fact that he thinks Mike Pence should have forwarded this stuff and stopped everything. And I guess what I'm going to ask you guys, what's the over and under on the next time Trump opens his mouth, he's going to suggest that Mike Pence be thrown in jail, too, if he gets reelected?
Oh, I'm not taking any bets on Trump because I can't stand the guy. In fact, Dick, I don't even, you know, I got all these, like, I used to read the emails and stuff just because I wanted to get a kick out of it. And it's so sick, and there's so many people that actually like it and follow it that there's no way I can do that anymore. It's like watching abused animal commercials. As soon as I see it, I turn it. And I've rescued enough animals. I don't need to have you break my heart to try and raise money for something we should. We should do that automatically. We're supposed to be human beings. We don't take care of animals. We're supposed to be the overseers of the planet, man. We're supposed to take care of this place. Hey, Dick, thanks for calling in. I guess we'll go to Bill from Oconomowoc.
Hey, good morning. Great show as usual, but I do have some light at the end of the tunnel for exactly what you're talking about. The Bush family, which I never thought I'd look up to, has donated all their political, whatever they can, to Liz Cheney and Adam Kissinger. And they want to see him out. Now, there's a bigger tide than I think we all realize turning on that guy. I think it's, now correct me if I'm wrong, maybe you've heard this, maybe you've read it, about 40% to 50% of Republicans don't want Trump back, period. So even though, you know, what do they say, you got to kind of, how should I say, we have to work with them to get that guy gone. That's step one. Now, if DeSantis takes his place, well, we've got a lot of work to do. If DeSantis doesn't take his place and say some guy like Mitt Romney does, well, we can maybe breathe a little easier. Yeah, things could be a little goofy, but, you know, that's politics. It's always different points of view. My point is, if we act like we're beat up or there's no hope and, you know, Trump, BS, get in his face. Get in the Trump people's face. I do all the time. I got friends of mine who call me all the time, they're Republicans. When I see their name up on the caller thing, I answer the phone at Nancy Pelosi's reelection campaign, how much you want to donate. Well, they usually start laughing. My point is, we got to keep hammering these people and hammering them, getting in their face. You're a prime example. You've done it a bunch of times. You don't want to know how many times I've called Voss's office and talked to his interns and his people. He actually has one guy that answers the phone that actually will listen, and you get somewhere with this guy, even if he's appeasing you. But how should I say? Don't give up the fight. Just strengthen it. The strongest defense is a good offense. That's a Karl Rove technique. Let's come at him. Let's just keep coming at him. Trump's a criminal. We've had other terrorists attack our country. You all know what we do with terrorists that attack our country. He's in the list. Let's come and get him. Go after him verbally. Nothing illegal. No death threats, nothing like that. We keep it all on the table, but we got to stop them. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Bill. And I'm going to take a little, tell you what a good plan would be is for guys like you and me to start setting up our schedules to match. When why call Robin Voss's office when you can see him in person and laugh at him? Because that's what really gets him, you know, is when you can make fun of how ridiculous he is, because he is at this point. I mean, they've done everything to ruin the state. We could have had high-speed rail with high-tech, high-paying jobs springing up everywhere. They're just holding us back. And we know that it's all about corporate money and greed and power. That's what politics has always been about. It's just sad that we're willing to take it like we do. Now, I'm going back next week, and it's going to be like, you know, full-time schedule for me, whatever, you know, a couple hours a day, part-time, full-time. And I'm going to start making some waves in there, and I'm going to start talking to people and say, these are the things that we really need to do in this state. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. Please. You know, I'm trying to find human beings at this point. So, what did you say? We got 2 minutes yet? We'll go to CJ. CJ, what was on Fox this morning?
Well, you know, I guess I haven't watched it yet, but
you're too busy listening to us now. You're too busy calling us all the time. I like it.
Well, I watch them. I watch CNN and MSNBC, and Fox has both sides of issues on none of those other channels. And I know you're trying to unite people, Mike.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to get people to unite with us. It's like when they say, yeah, well, let's reach across the aisle. You're going to have to reach this way, back into the, like, reality realm here. Hurry up. You only got a little bit of time.
Kind of the way you're excited about them kicking out Cheney. And,
excited about it?
Yeah. What?
Oh, I'm excited about that? No, way. Actually, CJ, I'm defending those two. You, on the other hand, you're willing to go with the Fox crowd. See, that's the difference. There's this break in the Republican Party where Liz Cheney, who I really can't stand because of policy, but based on ethics and morals, dude, she's kicking your ass. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher, and it burns, burns.